Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Tunisia's National Assembly voted to approve the country's new constitution on January 26th. It's first since the ouster of longtime President Zayn El Abidine Ben Ali 3 years ago. On Wednesday, Tunisia's former industry minister, Mehdi Joma, was sworn in as Tunisia's new prime minister to lead an independent government as part of a deal to end a months-long political crisis until new elections are held. The United States is encouraged by the vote to ratify Tunisia's constitution and select a new government. The ratification of a new democratic constitution and the installation of an independent government to lead the country towards new elections, said U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, are historic milestones in Tunisia's democratic transition. The approval of a new constitution is a key step to establishing full democracy in Tunisia, the birthplace of the 2011 Arab Spring uprisings that toppled autocratic leaders throughout the Middle East and North Africa. The debates, discussions, and compromises throughout the process of drafting and ratifying the new constitution resulted in a document that respects and guarantees the rights of all Tunisians. The United States looks forward to further steps in the democratic transition, in particular, setting a date for early elections so that Tunisian citizens can choose their new leaders and determine the country's future. The United States continues to believe the Tunisian people can and will achieve their aspirations for a democratic society. And as a long-standing friend of Tunisia, the United States will continue to support Tunisia's democratic transition. From Tunisia to Burma, said President Barack Obama in his recent State of the Union address, we're supporting those who are willing to do the hard work of building democracy.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. If you have a comment, please write to Editorials, VOA, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. You may also comment and view all our current editorials at the VOA Editorials homepage, www.voanews.com/editorials.